USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is spending his weekend in Delaware once again. On Friday, the president cheered the latest jobs report, explaining how more jobs in the economy will ease the pressure of other economic challenges.
More and more Americans get jobs as they do. It's going to help ease the supply pressures we've seen. And that's good news for fighting inflation. It's good news for our economy, and it means that our economy has gone from being on the mend to being on the move.
The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency is going to Chernobyl in Ukraine after Russian troops withdrew from the area. The IAEA director announcing the trip on Twitter, saying it'll happen as soon as possible. Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues as peace talks continue between both sides. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.